It's been my pleasure and honor to serve the people of Baxter and Marion County since 2016 as their state representative, but I'm announcing today that I'll not run for re-election. I will continue to work for the people with all my heart until my term expires in 2024. I've loved helping the people and getting projects done for our area. I may not be much of a politician, but I'm a heck of a representative, and I have enjoyed helping the people.
Representative Fortner, how did you come about today's decision?
Well, Heather, as you know, I'm almost 77. The last session was not a great deal of fun for me. I'm not mad at anybody. I am not going out angry. There's no reason for this other than I'm not enjoying myself. And as I've gotten older, I try to do things that bring me joy or happiness. I don't know what it'll be, but it won't be sitting on the porch. Jack will find something else to strike out at. I've done this three or four times in my life. It's just something, it's time to move on and let someone else, I hope, will carry it on in the same fashion that I have.
Representative Fortner, what changes have you seen with our legislature and the General Assembly since you came into office in 2016?
Heather, there is a change. There is a move away from what I call decorum and civility. Now, it's not out of control, and it's not Washington, D.C., but it's not what it was when I came in. And I don't know that that is not a reflection of our society. I don't think it's just the General Assembly. I think that's our society, and I don't like it. It is a proud institution, and I believe that we should respect tradition. You know, not always do everything just because we've done it, but there's something to be said for tradition and history.
Sir, we know you suffered great personal loss during your time, losing your wife a couple years ago, but you also had some very proud moments during your tenure as our state representative. Does one stick out for you more than others?
Heather, you're right. And in all honesty, losing my dear Pam had affected my decision because with her down there, or her down here with me, I'm in Little Rock today. It was a pleasurable experience, and we enjoyed every minute of it. She enjoyed it as much or even more than I did. And now that I don't have that, that's probably, if I'm honest with myself, a major part of this decision. Now, you're going to think this is silly. Some of my proudest moments, it isn't laws I've written. It's not things that I have done. I've had several groups come down here from our schools, our little bitty schools, come down here to tour the Capitol. And the way those children are cleaned up, scrubbed up, and in awe and respect this building and the institution. I am so proud to take them around. And people always tell me, like the management comes over and says, we cannot believe the way those children behaved. Because I assure you, that's not what happens when a lot of schools come here. So I guess probably small things like that, people from home come down and I get to tour them around. That's what I have fondest memories of.